I have one question. How to work with stress? Because I've been going on lately quite busy time in my life, and I know this now as I'm kind of settling down here. I kind of the feeling kind of gets even more intense now as I stop down. So how to kind of pull out from it?
The better way is you every time because you stress coming, right? Arising, your stress arising. So when you become stressed, then you can watch your stress. You can watch your mental state or feeling. But the if you are habit, you have a habit to watch yourself all the time, then you have a habit, then you, when it becomes stressful, then you can watch. Then the mind is watching. If you are scared, how to watch skillfully, then the stress is calmed down. The better way is every time you practice continuously, whatever you do in your job, to be know yourself a little bit stress, small stress, you calm, you notice, then they calm down. So stress is not built up. Right? Understand? So better is you are also practicing in your job. This is the best way. The stress is not built up. When the stress is very strong, then you can watch it. So you need to take a time and energy. Right? So you continue practice in daily life. It's better is your stress not built up. Okay? So in the meantime now, interview time is better is when you are now you practice. How do you feel? How do you understand what I'm saying in the how your experience? Now these days, the day only one day practice, you can tell me how do you feel?
Well, at the moment my first experience was aversion against the stress.
Now still have stressful?
A little bit, yeah. Gone yet. But aversion is gone now. The first reaction was aversion against the stress.
You resist your stress?
Yeah.
That's why yesterday I said, let it be. Don't judge this stress is good or bad. Not the bad. You need to think as a nature. Feeling just feeling. Mental state just mental. This is a nature. That's why yesterday I said everything become whatever happening in your physical or mental process is nature. Then after that you can watch. Otherwise you have a wrong idea the stress. I am stress. You are personally, you think about stress is me. I am stress. Then you cannot watch. The mind already resists. Don't like. So first important point is this is you must think your idea change. This is an object. This is an experience. This is a nature. Understand? Mm-hmm. Then you can be aware of this or interest. But why you watch that this stress?
I guess it's the most strongest object.
Stronger object. Yeah. So that's why you're aware. So, do we are aware about this object because we want to understand. That is you must have idea. Why are we watch this? We want to understand. That's why we need interest. I want to know this nature of this feeling or stress or this nature. First, we think this is a nature. Then we try to understand this nature. That's all. Not want to go away, want to be relieved, or not want anything. Want to be happy, anything. Just interest. What is this? Right? That's attitude and you watched the object. Okay? Right.
Thank you.
So when you play this now, you're tired or not?
Today I've been very tired, yeah. But not because of pushing. I think it's more like because just relaxing too much, maybe.
relaxing too much, so so more tired. I don't understand why. So you are not aware. If your tired is because of aware or because of what your tiredness is.
No. I don't know.
So the problem. So past then maybe you resist it and watch. Every time you notice your this object, you resist and you watch like this, like a car is you are lever and plate together. So that's why the right attitude is very important. First, you need to accept the process, have experience. This is not problem. This is nature. Feeling, just feeling. Mind is just mind. Not personally, not yours. Then you watch this interest. I want to know this. Then the mind more interest. Then the mind is not tired. And just watching interestingly. Not because of pushing or focusing. Right? And also with day by day you continue practice. Then the mind is more stronger and stronger, then you every emotion, small emotion come, then you can watch easier and easier. So you need to build up to your awareness strength. Okay? Yeah. So
Sadhguru, today I feel quite tired also, and maybe it's because of the first day, and also I have a slight headache.
You're not trying to force, right?
No, because I, on the whole I feel quite relaxed, so I'm surprised. I feel that I have this headache, and also I'm quite tired. Maybe it's from the journey. Or something.
Maybe right.
But I've on a
but
whole.
But not because of try to focus, right?
I don't think so. I don't force or anything.
Because of people, they not realize they are how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now they hear the retreat. You come, then you relax. Then that time maybe some struggle is coming, like this, mm-hmm. right? Then you feel tired. Before we are eager to do and thinking what to do next eagerness. We are never check ourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are relaxed and aware yourself. Then you feel you are very tired now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe obvious that the tiredness already there, mm-hmm. right? So think about as an object, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I think for today for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a question about focusing and not focusing. Until some months I was used focusing rising, falling.
Right.
And sometimes rising, falling, sitting, touching.
Yeah.
I learned it from Ajahn Tong,
yeah.
Thailand.
Right.
And this year in February, I met a disciple from you in Thailand. He taught me not focusing. And it was very good experience for me.
Okay.
It was very, since that time, it's very easy.
Right.
It's more... I feel not so fun, but it's
not
feeling
suffering,
good.
Right.
It's not my suffering.
Not tired,
yes.
Not suffering.
Not trying.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. But I have a question. There's still the Gewohnheit. The habit. the habit of. Focusing,
yeah.
And it's very obvious, very
right.
obvious.
Right.
It,
right.
In the beginning of the sitting, there often is many thoughts and so on. But I'm aware, and it's okay. And
yeah.
After some time, this awareness goes away.
Yeah.
And then I had the experience that it's good to focus on the abdomen, and then very, very quickly the awareness comes back.
Right.
This is focusing now.
It's that's okay. The intention is okay.
Yeah.
Focusing is that you use a lot of energy and long time to one object.
Mm.
That is a become tense.
Mm.
So you must come back the object.
Mm.
That's okay. You pay attention yourself. Any object. Rising, falling, or whatever. This obvious object.
But I'm focusing on rising, falling.
We cannot call this focusing. This is pay attention.
Okay.
Not too hard, right?
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And also, if your mind thinking, or if you're not focusing, you must know the thinking is arising. Before you focusing and focus the object, you don't see the thinking. If you are not focusing, relax and watch, just know, then you can see the thoughts. That's no problem. That's no problem. This you use as a thought also object. This is very important. Because we want to know our thoughts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now, we want to know what is happening. If you know what is happening, it's the meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So I would like to say that before I also only practiced with focusing on rising and falling, and this is the first time I try to be free and wait watch what's happening.
Right.
And actually, I have tried during the winter at home, and I realized that I am much more relaxed and free. I feel free inside.
Yes, should be.
And I can watch thoughts coming and leaving, pain coming and leaving.
Yeah.
But sometimes
involved.
There is aversion against stress and tiredness. And so today I'm a little bit tired. So
No problem. First,
and feel aversion against it.
That's why I said, whatever happening is not your responsibility. We are not trying to control any experience. Let it be. No, let go. We are let go about experience. Whatever come. Right?
Yeah.
Then, because we think this is a nature, this is not me, or not personal, this is a nature. We cannot control the experience. If you want to control the experience, that is a problem. Mm-hmm. That is a problem coming. So, we must accept the nature first. Mm-hmm. Then, that's why this right attitude, don't forget, this is more important point than awareness. Mm-hmm. Try to aware is not important. First, we need to think what it is. Mm-hmm. Well, how to think right way, the right view first, then awareness comes. Mm-hmm. So, if you have a right view, so the mind is not rejudged, or not good, not bad, just a nature, you must, your mind become accept. Then you get interest. Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Next, who? Everything about practice. You can say everything about practice. The one day experience, right?
Yeah. Well, I experienced, besides from being tired, which I expect to be more or less the first day, and not having slept so much
On.
So that's no problem.
Right.
But when the mind by itself gets quite concentrated, I mean what they call excess concentration. I don't know if you use these.
What?
When the mind gets really quiet.
So? Quiet? Okay. That's no problem. Then
but
quiet
then, but then there's hardly nothing to observe.
Oh. Okay. So, because of quiet means a very obvious thought is not coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the whole body has object.
Yeah, it's
right?
True.
Objects never disappear. So objects never disappear. But if you are focused to the disquietness, then the mind cannot know everything. Right? So if your mind quiet, it's just also object. The mind quiet, you know the mind quiet, and just also checking any sensation you have or not in the body.
Mm.
Because the whole body is a many object, right?
Mm, yeah, that's true. And also, right. I've been focusing.
Maybe the mind, something is, if the mind is calmed down, then the object becomes soft.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mind cannot catch it. So, if your object is obvious, the mind can know. But settle down, the mind also not strong enough. But the mind is a little bit more stable, calm down, then the mind cannot catch the subtle object. That time you feel nothing. But actually, it's not nothing. You must know this concept. Mm. Actually, many objects there.
What I was doing when I was sort of sinking into this very quiet state, yeah. I was thinking of that you said no focusing. Mm. So then I try to open up and listen to sounds, the birds, and
the sound also no outside, no sound.
But then I thought, then I'm seeking objects by turning the mind.
No. If you object this, the mind is quiet, it's also object. You can know, right?
But if I just sit there and be very, very quiet and I fall
the quiet
asleep.
Object. No. That time you check, you are sleepy or aware.
Mm.
If you know the awareness there, then slowly the other objects obvious come again.
But if I feel then that I'm very sleepy and just about not aware, is it then okay to turn the mind towards something else? Open up to the sounds from outside or the people?
Right, our sound also one kind of object, and open the eye also the seeing also object. You can use seeing, hearing.
Yeah, right? I was also opening my eyes when
and
I was getting tired.
You can do this checking you are aware or not that time.
Mm.
Aware and the quietness. You check, no? The quietness is object. The mind is aware. This is two nature, aware and quietness.
Mm.
If you try this first. If you know you are aware, the mind is awake. Not quietness. The aware and quietness. They're both, their nature, two nature. Quietness is object. This is this being known. The mind is knowing this. Knowing also that the mind. Aware or watching or knowing that this object. If you know you are aware, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the mind awake. Continue aware. So awareness is stronger and stronger, then subtle object is obvious, can appear. But if you cannot do this, then you can open your eye and seeing, hearing, you can use whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mm. Well, all I can say for the moment is that I keep coming back all the time to this is just nature happening because there's
think again and again and again. Yeah. Don't forget this attitude, right?
That's what's going on for me because I can see that very subtly there's this I or mine or something coming in, and so I just keep reminding myself and remembering.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's about
good.
It.
right. That's good.
When I practiced walking meditation today, then I had a lot of thoughts about future.
Mm. So you know your thoughts, right?
Yes.
That's okay, whatever. Story is not important. We're not into story. But what the mind is doing, what appear, you notice, it's okay. If you know the thoughts, then come back your bodily sensation. Beginning, right?
Yeah.
If you continue watching the thought, then you're involved. So you noted, the mind is thinking, and come back your body. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything? That's all? No problem, no?
No, for now it's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
today, me too, I have been very tired, but it's also my first retreat, so I think it's a lot of things to get used to. And then I was thinking what you said yesterday, that we rather, instead of using a lot of effort, we want to use wisdom. But for me, that requires a lot of effort to actually feel that I'm achieving wisdom, or I'm trying to really grasp the concept. So I feel like I'm focusing, maybe I'm using too much energy to focus.
Oh, you recognize, right? You notice you have used a lot of energy. Okay, that's what also okay.
Yeah.
So if you notice, then let go, right? Don't try again. Continue, right? That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was quite happy already yesterday because of the instructions.
Right.
It's directly released some tensions about, like, feelings of tensions from focusing, especially with the walking meditation.
Right.
Because now I can only observe what is there and not trying to put the awareness or the concentration only on the feet,
right.
So also I'm not fighting with, sometimes during the Chankamanas previously I had some like images of this concept of the foot walking, I know this is a concept, it was continuously coming to my mind, this little picture time to time, that there is not only these sensations.
Because if you are focusing the mind all the time, thinking about this concept.
Yes.
If you are not focusing the mind, just know its nature. If you use energy too much and focus, the mind start to think about this. This has become concept.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you focus too much, you think about this object, look like form or shape, everything, already the mind doing, right? So that's why we need to relax. Just watching and continuously, because this continuity is moment to moment, the mind becomes stronger and stronger, natural way. We need natural way, not pasana. All the time pasana involved, then the mind is so tired. Mm. Also, nature is not coming.
Mm.
If you are not much use energy, but continue knowing, continuously, then natural momentum is coming.
Mm.
Then that time this momentum is the awareness become automatic later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we need this nature energy, natural energy, not personal energy all the time, right? That's why we are relaxed and continuous.
Mm.
Continuous is very important. Okay, and then?
Well, the morning meditation was a little bit like sleepy, I was tired. Also, usually this is like my biorhythm, I can observe it in the long term, that the morning meditations, I need more effort or maybe sometimes asking the questions to wake up the interest or to...
If you try too much something, it becomes tense, tired.
Yeah, but sometimes when there is a sleepiness, then this asking the questions or...
First day, second day is like this, not very good. This is a moment and it's not very strong, not yet, right? So I saw this morning many people is sleepy, yeah. Because the mind is all the time, they need the... Because of craving, eagerness, the mind is stronger. Now you are relaxed, then the mind is no energy anymore.
Mm.
So that's why it's subtle object, he cannot catch immediately. So the object is not strong, then the mind cannot catch it, then the mind cannot interest. Then easy to sleep. This is a nature. First day, second day, like this.
Mm.
So try again and again.
Well, it changed in the afternoon now, when I feel much more interested and the concentration just naturally came in, and I started to actually very much enjoy the observings.
Right. So that's good.
So observing the rising and disappearing of...
But it's not important, rising, passing away later.
Okay.
just be aware what you see, right? Yeah. If you know it's arising, you know. And gone also, you know, right? Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask you, you will have the quality of the recording if you watch how far is the sender from the microphone, and will keep the same distance, please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And will ensure the same level.
Oh.
Today I can see many thoughts.
Many thoughts, okay.
Yes, I observe it, and also between I can see many other objects,
right.
Seeing, feeling
okay.
In my body.
Good.
I am also a bit tired, but it's okay, I think.
Yeah. That's no problem, first
yes,
day like this.
Yes. Yeah. I had this experience with this learning so this year, so.
Okay.
It's okay.
The important point is your tiredness is not because of focusing. Be careful how much energy you use.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you are relaxed and watch, then you can see many objects coming.
Yes.
If you want object, it's mutants. Right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So I have same experience like others. Sleepiness, drowsiness sometimes.
Mm.
Thoughts about future. So I'm observe it with relaxed position body.
Mm.
It's working, so I can see this like process. Sometimes I'm lost in the thoughts about future, and it arises worried from this. So sometimes I'm lost in
whatever
this.
Happening.
Yeah.
This is not your problem.
Mm.
Whatever the mind do, as they do the job. Your do is your job. You do your job, being is just recognize the thoughts again and again. That's all.
Mm.
So what happening? Maybe. If you are one thought, you aware one time, two time, three time. If you are intelligent, you have slowly the mind can understand this thought is nonsense. Or some understanding arising, then immediately the mind cannot do this. This is a naturally. So we are trying to aware that thought mean is try to some understanding arising. This is a good or bad, right? And cause or effect. Anything you can understand something about your thoughts. Benefit or not. So some understanding arising naturally that the mind cannot think. Stop. We no need to stop there. Intentionally stop the thoughts. Just aware that every time the thoughts arise. Right? Then the wisdom can arise. Or right or wrong. Or good or bad. Anything, the mind can know something or understand something. This we need. Thought disappear is what, this is not what we don't want. Thought disappear or not, this is not not our aim. Our aim is we are watching our thought and we what some kind of understanding arising, any object. So we need to understand arise, right? So whatever, come.
In the walking, I'm not sure what observe because I practiced before like Sayado techniques and there's an observing only food.
Mm.
And here, if I understand, I can observe all body.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Is it?
Okay. Good. The whole body is, because you are relaxed and you can see more object.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus to the feet, then the mind become, and view also narrow, and mind also tense.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you open the whole body, the mind more relaxed, then you can see more object, and awareness become better and better. If your awareness becomes stronger and sharp, simultaneously he can know many objects. Maybe seeing and hearing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And object and mind together. So he can see many objects like this. This awareness becomes sharp. Right? So, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so I'm also quite tired today because I didn't sleep so much.
No. Yeah, okay. I forget
but,
you.
But
this is nature. Everybody like this.
Yeah. But thanks to the relaxed schedule, thanks to the relaxed schedule, I would say I'm able to alternate the practice so that I don't fall asleep, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like I very much appreciate this approach.
Okay. Right. I get 2 weeks. So if you short time, it's a problem. And
so but I would like to ask when I watching body sensation,
right,
and I ask myself a question: if there is any tension in the body, in the
any
body,
danger,
tension.
Okay.
And if I find that there is a tension,
yeah,
if I should try to actively relax the tension or just notice and
just notice
let it
be. Enough.
Okay, just so I don't need to try to relax.
And that become more tense sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of aversion, right? Yeah.
Sometimes we want to relax, it become stress.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just notice tension there, then slowly continue knowing tension slowly reduce. We not try to control or doing about experience. Your responsibility is think as a nature and just know and maintain awareness. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to do nothing better.
Right.
Thank just you. Notice enough.
Thank you.
Right. This way.
Yeah. I have a question regarding the objects.
Right.
So, if I understand well, objects can only come through the six sense doors.
Right. Yes. Only. Yeah.
Only.
Yeah. No more seven sense doors.
Yes. But if I'm aware of quietness.
Yes.
You said quietness is an object.
Right.
But the quietness comes through which sense door?
Mind door.
Mind door.
Right.
Okay, so it's like
it's a mental state. The mind is quiet.
Okay.
Quietness is a mind.
Okay.
And agitation also mind. The
and
mind
thinking,
calm down.
Thinking also mind.
Right.
So
feeling is mind. You can feel with the mind. You can feel that this agitation or feeling is this a mental state. So
mm-hmm.
this is a mind door, right?
Mm-hmm. So then the mind is split or it's only so quick? Watching.
And also object.
And object.
Yeah, same time.
Same time.
Right. Then you can see the awareness and all thoughts also same time.
Same time.
Right. The mind is so quick, so fast. The mind is actually, the mind happening is like a water flow. Wow. Many.
Mm-hmm.
Only we are awareness and we are wisdom is not enough. That's why we can see one by one. If mm-hmm. when you see the mind is like this.
Mm-hmm.
Many. Very fast and many things. Many many characteristics. Many activity. So now we start to aware of the mind. That's why we know some state. This is the mind. This is one object that one object like this. Nature different, so you can see the mind, many mind.
Mm-hmm. And so no object does not exist?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any mind have any mind has his object already.
Mm-hmm.
The mind happening is object there. Without object is impossible. Right.
When I'm watching my thoughts after a certain period of time, it always happens that I get involved in my thoughts.
Right.
Sometimes for several minutes.
Yeah.
Should I try to shorten this time or should I just watch and wait until I recognize that I get involved and start to watch again? Or should I actively try to shorten this time when I'm involved in my thoughts because
right.
I'm losing much time.
Right. So that's why every time you notice your thought, then come back. Okay. Because of we don't understanding thought is object. So I tried to explain yesterday, object mean is something known by the mind, right? This is the thought is become being known, right? You understanding this is object,
okay.
Then you are not involved. If you are not understanding this is object, then the mind go to the story. Because of this is habit. Everybody all the time thinking and story. Pay attention to the story. So that's why we are involved. This is a habit, very strong habit.
Mm-hmm.
So you are pay attention to the storyline, then you are involved. Mm-hmm. So we notice the mind is arising, thinking mind arising. You notice that's enough. Okay. Then come back to your body sensation. Okay. Many times, practice like this. So you have many experience, slowly the mind can understand in thought and knowing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thought and awareness is a two nature. That means is this become object. So the mind is aware, awareness, separately object and awareness. There are two natures there. If you understand like this, you are not involved with the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But beginning, we are not understanding yet about a thought is object.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind easy to involve.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you need to practice every time thought arising, notice, okay, enough. Come back.
Generally speaking, does this means that I should take whatever arises, or is it possible to make a decision about the object? Or should we concentrate on every object that arises?
Yeah, every object arises, right?
Okay.
Just aware. We need to aware everything arises, right? Physical or mental. Yeah.
I want to ask I don't understand very good. When you are quiet, you notice that you are quiet.
Yeah.
And be quiet is the object. No.
Grand. Quiet.
Quiet.
Quietness is object.
Object.
Yeah.
Yes. When you feel warm.
Yeah.
The object is the warmth.
Yeah. Right.
And then the registration.
Registration.
That you know that you are warm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So? And that you have to go to 2 points always.
2 points. The mind.
The object
and the mind.
And then registration.
Ah, registration.
You have to know the registration also.
What the meaning of registration?
Recognizing.
Yes. You know you are recognizing is very good.
But you have to repeat it always.
Right.
Ah, yes.
If you know you are recognizing, just checking and recognizing again and again, that's all.
Ah, yes.
The object is not important. Maybe object change or something. Your recognizing is more important.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah. Thank if you can catch your recognizing, then you're again recognizing again and again and again. Then awareness becomes stronger and stronger. Right? And then my object is one, maybe one or two or three is coming. Quiet or something too bold. Right? Right.
Okay, thank you.
If you not know the recognizing, if you only know the quietness and slowly, slowly you fall down.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I can feel that there's also some tiredness.
Yeah, like, right. We are tired. We are in life already tired.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, do every day. You are not mindful, and because of craving, aversion, anxiety, all the time, our mind is already tired. Right.
Yeah.
Now you know your diet is also right view. That is right view, because already happening. But before we don't know we are tired. We are thinking about what we need to do, or object, outside object. We are never checking ourselves. We forget to wear ourselves. So we don't know really what's happening ourselves. Now you relax and pay attention like this, then you are already tired. Right?
Yeah.
This is the right view, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think having a 2-year-old probably.
Huh?
Having a 2-year-old son doesn't... contributes to the tiredness.
So every time you see your son or Every time you see your son, you check your feet. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Like how? What are my mental? What kind of mind happening? Yeah. Otherwise, this feeling is so obvious, so stronger and overwhelm you. Right?
Yeah.
So you need to see every time, whatever you see. So checking your mind again and again. Then the mind is no more. Also, practice already the checking yourself. So better is like this.
Yeah, I can see the...
Because of anxiety or worriness, then you don't know yourself. Then you pay attention 100% outside then.
Yeah.
Then you a lot of energy and penny and try whatever to do. So you exhaust it. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the I guess the physical effects and the...
Right.
Yeah. So there's awareness of all that,
So
which is good.
Okay.
Yeah. But then also... when there are times when the mind is more quiet and subtle and all that, it's interesting because I can definitely feel that there's more, I prefer that mental state. So there's almost a little bit of a, maybe it's a little bit of a craving or something
right.
for it, but it's...
Not a little bit,
cause it,
a lot.
I mean, is this a problem, or is this
what?
Is it a problem having that at a
happening?
Well, craving for it, for a quiet state.
Oh, craving for a quiet state.
Yeah,
this is a problem.
Yeah,
yeah. Whatever your expectation is a problem.
Yes.
Actually, is if you know one thing, then this quietness can come.
Yeah.
If you want or. You desire something, the mind never quiet. Cannot quiet. Because of agitation already. Because of one thing. So, if you're not one thing anymore, you must have a right view or right thought or right understanding must be there. Then the mind not craving or not attached to anything.
Yeah.
Then the mind quiet. Now already quiet. Now this morning I said, so quiet. No sound anymore, then enjoy immediately the mind like this.
Yeah, it's very nice.
this also enjoying craving.
Yeah.
Then I feel like this, and very quiet and very peaceful, then immediately, no.
Nice.
The awareness is weaker, immediately weak, because enjoy feel. We feel. And then the craving comes, then effort is less, awareness is less, then the mind is no energy. Good quality is going down. Then the mind becomes like this, weak. So at that time, you recognize the awareness there, then the mind becomes awake.
Yeah.
So peacefulness is, if you are attached to the peacefulness, then the mind, you don't know the awareness. He focus to the direct focus to the peace, quietness. Then you can enjoy. So craving nature is he focus to the object, then he feel. He don't know the mind is knowing this object. This is the nature of defilement. Any defilement like this, he touch the object, and he grasp it and feel it. Angry or any defilement like this. So wisdom is always backup. He never involved to the object. Backup and far away and just watching. This is the nature of wisdom. If you enjoy, then you immediately focus to the object and that. Right? So awareness quality is not good. We not want to be quiet. We want to understand, right? People, this is make different. Peaceful, happy, they said. Why are you meditating? We want to happy. But the understanding is only, how to explain? Happy is many way. Sensual pressure, right? You can say sensual pressure. Oh, people only know this happiness. And jhana happiness, they don't know too much. And wisdom happiness, they don't know. They don't understand very well. The understanding, wisdom happiness, they don't know. High level, the people, they don't know. They only know happiness is sensual pressure level. So that's why you come to practice with because of happiness is already craving. So if you peacefulness come, immediately he enjoy. Because of motivation already there. Craving is already there. So why we are meditating? Not because of happy. We are meditating not because of happy, because of understanding. If you practice, what happening? We are suffering, less suffering, that's all. Happiness and suffering less is different. Happiness you attach. But if you understand something, the mind not suffering. That is different. Right?
Yeah. But it's interesting because the more you practice, it feels like the more the quiet mind comes.
Yeah, right. So that time you're not understanding about the nature of craving, your practice cannot go through. You learn like this. You cannot go, just slowly he go to the one side and turn around. Because this is a craving way. This is an anger way. You cannot go through. This is a wisdom way. Wisdom is all the time. Naturally, he grew up. If you attach, it's a one extreme. Craving is a one extreme. Aversion is a one extreme. So if you're practicing, then continuously, this feeling, good feeling state is coming. But if you're not understanding about this craving nature, you are involved. Then going down, the understanding cannot grow. Because in the mind, the watching mind, meditating mind have a craving, wisdom cannot grow. So that's why we think about as nature. Or if you have right view, have the mind not attached or not resist. That is the middle way. Only understanding is middle way. Without understanding, we are always going this two extreme, not middle way. Right?
Mm.
Yeah. So, like this, not because of peacefulness.
Yes.
Right.
But it's, so...
Naturally, this is a byproduct. They already come.
Byproduct.
They already come. Peacefulness is already come. But this is our aim, not our aim.
Yeah.
Our aim is to try to understand, grow.
Yeah. Right. No, and I can see that when different mental states come, that it's no problem, whatever comes in that moment.
Right.
But it's an interesting thing, because if there's a difficult mental state, and then if it's seen clearly, then it can quickly turn into a sort of more subtle, sort of quiet state, in a way. I mean, maybe it's, if there's no attachment, I guess, to that difficulty.
If you're not attachment there, you will see more subtle level. You can see more things. If your attachment, then the mind cannot see other object. He enjoy and feeling, that's all.
Yeah.
He cannot investigate another things. But already nature is many things already there. But we're not learning that time. If you're attached.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I also feel slowly that balance is coming in.
Yeah.
But it's still like sometimes it gets very spacious and like awareness is very spacious and then it just kind of gets more very close to the object.
Just notice the mind doing this.
So I just...
Yeah, notice is mind doing this, then let go naturally,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of backs up.
Right. Only check this.
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You?
I will have a group tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So, see, the day after tomorrow, right? So you have a 1 day, 2 days experience. Practice, right? Okay.